This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Friday tried to sound a note of optimism about the coronavirus pandemic, but encouraged people to continue social distancing and other strategies to contain the spread of the virus. At the first coronavirus task force briefing in months, Pence said that 34 states are stabilizing, but 16 states are seeing an increase in infections.
The first few weeks of June actually saw cases averaging roughly 20,000 new cases a day. We now have seen cases begin to rise precipitously across the South.
Pence and other members of the task force encouraged people to follow guidelines on containing the virus, including hand washing, social distancing, and staying home when they feel sick. However, the vice president sidestepped questions about mask wearing, including about President Trump's recent rallies in Oklahoma and Arizona, where mask wearing was not required. After hitting a record high in positive virus tests yesterday, the state of Texas is making some dramatic reopening reversals. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Governor Greg Abbott says it's clear the rise is largely driven by things like people gathering in bars. So he's again shutting them down and scaling back restaurant dining. Just 3 days ago, Houston bar owner Michael Neff told the AP he figured this would happen, blaming Abbott's fast push to reopen in the first place and fellow bar owners, he says, selfishly broke the rules by letting a lot of people in.
Because they're able to make a lot of money from a lot of other people who didn't care.
Abbott's not saying when bars will reopen. Had the initial reopening been less rushed, Neff says things would be different.
And a lot of places that probably could have made it now won't, because I can't keep doing this.
This is VOA News. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has blasted the Trump administration's efforts to scuttle the Affordable Care Act in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to rule in favor of Texas and a number of other Republican-led states in their challenge to overturn the law, which was passed some 10 years ago. If that happens, more than 20 million people could lose health care coverage during the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there is no legal justification for the challenge and no moral excuse for the Trump administration's efforts to take away Americans' health care. Pelosi is planning a floor vote next week on her bill that calls for an expansion of the Affordable Care Act. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Europe's biggest travel and tourism country, TUI, is canceling all vacations to Florida from Britain until December following the introduction of new hygiene rules at Walt Disney World Resort. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The firm says it made the decision because the new regulations would significantly impact the holiday experience for its customers. Walt Disney World Resort, which includes four theme parks, will require visitors age 2 and above to wear face coverings except when eating or swimming when it reopens in mid-July. Temperature screenings may be required for entry to some locations, and the number of entry tickets will be limited. TUI customers are being offered alternatives, including delaying their trip until next year or changing their destination. Zaria Shackley, London.
Paris's Orly Airport has ramped up security measures as it prepares to resume commercial flights after a nearly three-month hiatus. Reuters' Edward Barron has details.
Passengers can no longer enter the terminals with non-flying companions, but wearing masks is required. Alcohol gel dispensers are available across the terminals, and floor markings urge social distancing. Thermal cameras are in place at the arrival area, where passengers with a temperature of 38 degrees or above can benefit from a medical consultation, but won't be forced to go under quarantine. Tech firm Lab Science has developed a prototype of an ultraviolet rays decontaminating tunnel, which the airport is testing. The tunnel uses a high concentration of ultraviolet light over 4 to 5 seconds to kill microorganisms on a piece of luggage or a coat before the objects are scanned by X-ray.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.